Jenny Duval runs Lehigh Valley Intake, a support provider for those dealing with drug and alcohol addiction. Asked about last year, she says, "It's been an awful year for the Lehigh Valley Intake. The pandemic has been a two-punch combo to support providers like Duval. First, the coronavirus has caused uncertainty in state and federal budgeting, and then isolation has led to fewer people seeking treatment." Before COVID, Duval says recovery meetings would host upwards of 80 to 100 people a week, but now they see a fraction of that.
The most I've ever seen is maybe 10 on a Sunday meeting.
Fewer people seeking recovery has led to a loss of funding, both from the government and from private insurance providers. Northampton County alone has cut $180,000, or about 5% of the budget, from its Department of Drug and Alcohol. Lehigh County has seen similar cuts to treatment-related services. Because of this, Duval's gone from running three locations down to just one.
We managed to keep one of them, which is Change on Third. I'm actually supporting it. I actually pay all the bills. I staff the place, and we're running it the best way that we possibly can.
Now she says she's spending $6,000 a month out of her own pocket to keep the center open. It's enough to cover one employee's salary, the cost to maintain the location, and support the outreach services that they provide. But it's not as if the pandemic has reduced drug use. In fact, the opposite is true.
The need is absolutely there.
That's Jordan Scott, a supervisor at Lehigh Valley Intake. She says the increase they're seeing is fallout from pandemic-related isolation.
If you look at, hospital admissions throughout the year, those are up. So far we know that, overdose deaths are up. Overdoses in general are up.
The Morning Call recently reported that overdose deaths are up about 19% throughout the region. And on top of that, remote recovery is difficult, Scott says. Counselors have to manage hurdles like teaching people how to use Zoom or simply making sure they have a smartphone or internet access.
The drug and alcohol field, at least in our area or this state, was not built to be fully virtual. When COVID hit, it really showed all the cracks in the system.
That's why Kevin O'Connor, director of Change on Third, says the in-person services that they're still able to provide are invaluable to the community.
The magic of recovery is the power of two. It's, one addict, alcoholic, one person in distress helping the next. One of the things we've been able to do, following all the CDC guidelines, we've been able to maintain live meetings every day. And it's really important that people are able to find that contact.
And even though she's footing the bill, Duval says that she intends to keep the center open for as long as she can.
We have been able to help so many people. I don't want to discontinue that. I want us to still be here and be of use, I think it's important. We are helping one another out here in Easton.
Now that she's lost funding from Northampton County, Duval says she's working with Lehigh County to start a new center there. Change on Hamilton is set to open this month. Hayden Mittman, WLVR News.